Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is? Screwball.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wooden Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Ooh, hi, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Follow me. We are live. What up?
In the building.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
Three Musketeers of the game. And the Three Musketeers are back. Another Saturday night.
Yo, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if niggas notice, man, but shit is getting real right now, man. They're attacking the women's rights, my nigga. Like, Texas is wild, and they telling women they can't get no abortions if they want to. They making them have these babies. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then other states going to try to do the same shit. It's crazy, nigga.
Yeah, nah.
I heard about that.
I don't think it'll do because too many people will protest it. You know, you can't tell a woman what to do with their body, you know?
They did this shit. They passed this shit, yo, in the middle of the night, but nobody say so or nothing.
Yeah, but it could get overturned. That could get overturned. The judge don't got to approve that, you know?
Now other states are trying the same shit.
Crazy.
Trying to attack.
They said they got a lot
there.
Of companies that, the companies are pushing back against the Texas abortion law too.
Yeah, man, they saying that like, I said like, if you know somebody that want an abortion and you drive them, you could get sued. If you advise somebody, well, you should get you could get sued for that. If you're a counselor, you can get sued.
Wow.
And anybody could just report you. A neighbor, nosy-ass neighbor, a stranger. Anybody can report you. And they get a $10,000, $5,000 fine for reporting you. shit is crazy.
They'll get a fine for reporting you if you.
They try they get a, like a bounty for reporting you. So they got
they get paid for reporting.
Female. Yeah.
Y'all send it. Yeah, I'm gonna send it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And you know,
and
now
in Texas, they
like,
passed
oh,
that crazy gun law.
Yeah, if they do some shit like that now, you know, then they're gonna understand. They're gonna see. Like, oh, y'all just passing shit that you know. All right, so we're gonna pass this. We're gonna be able to sue the gun companies, the gun manufacturer, for the deaths of people.
Yeah, they're going to start trying to do all kinds of shit, man.
I'm telling you, man, they're going at the women first, then they're going to go at the niggas like, yo, y'all can't be forming outside, and can't be outside in packs of no more than five. They're going to be shitting, man. But anyway, women going to start the revolution. That's what's going to happen. Women are going to wild the fuck out. We're going to have to have the sisters back. We're going to have to wild out with them because shit is enough is enough.
It's been a crazy week, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, then we talk about that hurricane that came through in New York City. That tornado in Jersey was scary.
First of all, it came through Louisiana, Mississippi. Traveled all the way up, terrorized shit all the way up into New York, New Jersey. It's crazy. Rest in peace to everybody that passed away in that. And, man, good luck to everybody that survived that. It's crazy, my niggas. Like, climate change is real, man. Climate is definitely real, man. Like, we fucking the earth up.
I mean, you know. When you start seeing tornadoes where they ain't never been, when you start seeing earthquakes where they ain't never been, or it's been a long time since it's been, you know, it's not just coincidence. Definitely not coincidence.
It traveled, you know, hurricanes and shit like that supposed to slow down when it's land. You know, that shit traveled on land from where it hit all the way up to New York.
But you know, the reason for that is because there was another system. If you remember, there was like, because up here in New York, the day before it came, it would rain, it would stop, cloudy, before it even came. And then when it came, it just got dark, you know, so there was a little pressure that helped it come up more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and one thing I noticed, they said it dropped more water. It carried more water and dropped more water than normal. And that's due to climate change, bro.
Yeah.
We have stronger tornadoes, stronger. See, fucking Cali's burning. East Coast is sinking.
Yeah.
We are fucking this pack up. Humans are fucking the pack up. We fucking this pack up, yo. We fucking the earth pack up.
All this in the middle of a pandemic.
And niggas is dropping like flies. I'm telling you, man, all that's left now is for the aliens to come down and be like, yo.
I don't think they will.
that's all that's left now, man. Let me see a motherfucking alien, yo. All right, no.
That's all you. That's all you.
All right, no. You're a fucking alien.
I'm part of that 3%.
Yeah, I want to see another alien.
Wait, hold up. You 3% alien?
3% alien, man. I looked. I was wondering why I don't sleep.
Yeah, 100%.
You like. You going to be the Roach in like Men in Black? You like Michael Jackson in Men in Black?
Nah. No, it ain't gonna go that far.
That nigga 100% yellow.
Nah,
he's
like the bird. He's like the bird.
You call me that day, man. I gotta get poured back, man, because somebody, just like I told y'all a couple weeks ago, somebody hit me a show and called me the yellow Eminem. I'm like, it was because of that nigga.
Nah, so you gotta embrace that, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make a shirt. Fuck that. Wow.
I got it.
This motherfucking Saturday night, man. Let's get it popping, man. What the fuck we got for the people?
We got a lot of music, man. You know we got a line of music up. And we got this new joint from John Jiggs and K Slugger called Red Roof Inn.
Yeah, dope.
Let's get it.
Yo, give us a little sound check. A little, come on, man. Let's pump it up.
Yeah.
I got loud for you now, come on.
D2. Slugger. It's the J-I double, big pies and bubble. Quiet storm, nigga, but gray skies above you. Live from the jungle, shake dice in the huddle. And at the GC2, the first price double. Maniac, misfit, a brainiac with a biscuit. Stay away from these broke niggas and bitter bitches. Sip liquor till my liver twitches. Let loose with the flicker and rip a nigga meniscus. Figure for a leg lock, a tombstone on bedrock. Do you like the Chinese soup and make your egg drop? You walk around with a red dot on your dreadlocks. Just a matter of time, I'ma line them like connect dots. You only breathing because I allow it. I don't admire cowards. Instead of fighting, you rather cry about it. Open the cage, let the lion out it. Don't ever try to doubt it. Go up in your mouth just for lying out it. I'm the fireball breathing, sire of all heathens. Flying off the deep end as my environment speaking. Andre the giant when I'm applying a beating. The last thing you hear for the quiet is why you reaching. Dangerous mind thinking, a Leo ass thinking. Pat your girl on the ass to pass you a Lincoln. Real live pimping, they can tell a nigga different. Cause I'm focused on something way past what you thinking. These niggas trying to fit in with an outfit. Even with designer on, it still ain't about shit. I'm coming your shit and act like it's our shit. Pull up on the corner, boys, hit them with ounces. We hold court up at the Red Roof Inn. Pay the lobby off just in case the feds swoop in. When the boys get to ask about which bed you in, and take a look at the photo and say I never knew them.
Yeah, the underground shit right there is good. Shout out to John G.
Yeah, that's off that Twin Cannons 2.
Alright.
That's some fire right there.
He's one of the best niggas coming out of Long Island, you know, repping out there, you know. Shout out to everybody on Long Island doing anything.
One time for my cousin again. One time for Philly Phil. We're going to keep banging for you.
Yes, sir, we will.
But you know what?
It's still
a lot of news going on, too, man, aside from the craziness. I seen that Oscar De La Hoya, he caught COVID, therefore he ain't even fighting next week.
Ah, man. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Who's lot of, they not, fight? You know.
Who's he supposed to fight?
He's supposed to
Who
fight.
Was that?
He was supposed to be involved. Oscar De La Hoya.
Yeah, who was he supposed to fight?
And Evander Holyfield, he on, yeah. Yeah, Holyfield, he on that same card, too. Hold on, let me look it up. Anderson Silva is on the card. He's supposed to be fighting Tito Ortiz.
Is this a boxing event or a fucking MMA event or a mix of us? What the hell is going on?
It's on Thriller. It's on the box. It's a boxing joint.
It's supposed to be his comeback fight or something, right?
What's up with the nigga that broke his leg, man? What happened to Dunn, man? Broke his leg, man. Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
McGregor.
So, is it over for that guy?
He was supposed to fight Vito Belfort in a Triller Fight Club. That's supposed to be next week.
You better be careful, man. Fucking Oscar's OG.
Yeah, but you know, they're not taking this, the COVID thing too serious, man, you know? And he was vaccinated, too. He was fully vaccinated, too. And he still caught COVID.
Yeah, that shit ain't got no motherfucking choice of who's going to get it.
I mean, it's really around what you're around, you know? It's really based on that. You just got to really pay attention. You know, all the kids went back to school this week, you know? You got to deal with that shit every day.
Yeah, man, this shit is real. I don't know, man.
You see a lot of these old fighters.
They might shut down again.
Old fighters.
What you say about the old fighters?
Yeah, I said Holyfield, he's going to be fighting up there. Nah,
what about
bag, Anderson Silva?
I think somebody was supposed to fight, what's his name, man? He dated one of the Kardashians, but someone's supposed to fight him.
Lamar Odom.
Who's he supposed to fight?
Yeah, he fight Riddick Bowe.
Riddick Bowe. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I want to see Riddick.
That's who.
Karma win. Riddick fuck him up.
I mean, if you just saw I don't know if you saw, but the Logan, the Jake Paul fight. Did you watch that? So you don't never know who, you don't really know who could win, you know? You don't know. Lamar Odom might catch him in the jaw. It might go down.
Did you see Lamar Odom fight that little white kid?
Nah.
He really looked like Lamar Odom body looked like a fucking prank.
I saw that.
Nigga like a prank.
I feel bad for anybody pay money for that.
Yeah,
damn, he said he looked like the last
Bo,
Frank
man.
In the pack.
Riddick Bowe gonna fuck him up, man. He a real boxer, man. You crazy?
He said he looked like the last
Big Daddy
Frank
Bo
in the
ain't
pack.
We're talking about Riddick Bowe.
Big Daddy Bowe ain't been in
the ex-professional boxer. Even on his worst day, he's still OG. He's gonna fuck him up, yo. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Riddick ain't no old, too much older to be. He gonna fuck him up.
Yeah.
To be a miracle. He gonna need a miracle for that. He need to catch him with that one hit of quitter.
Cause you see when he was fighting the white kid, he was like, he couldn't throw no punches, right? He wasn't throwing everything. He didn't know how to fight. He killed him. Now he going in there with Riddick Bowe? Who said that? Who okayed that?
crazy.
Man, they ain't giving a damn, man. They like, yo, by any means, we got to get the bag, man.
I don't know,
I mean,
man.
They
that
just putting, they just putting these things together, you know, just like, you know, the new verses is going to be Fat Joe and Ja Rule. Like, I don't think that should have been
a
versus.
Niggas, they just rushing shit now and just throwing whatever now.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They can't top the motherfucking Dipset Lox joint. So now they just going to throw Fat Joe, Ja Rule. Nobody really going to see that, yo.
Yeah, I
niggas
going to
be too friendly.
I don't even. Huh?
They're going to be too friendly.
Yeah, I don't.
It's going to be like a love fest.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have did that, you know?
Ja Rule versus who would have been a good one? I don't know.
Well, 50 don't want to do any of them. 50 don't want to do the verses, but that would
be
the best 50, one.
It ain't got to be 50. There's other niggas
no,
that was popping when Ja Rule was popping. Ja Rule got catalog.
I'm just saying, like, that would be like, a crazy one, you know? That would be crazy, 50 and Ja Rule.
I mean, it would be because they both got a lot of singy-songy poppy hits. You know what I'm saying?
50, yeah, Ja Rule got the deeper catalog, but
50 copy Ja Rule style.
Ja Rule definitely got a bigger catalog, but and he definitely got a lot of hits too.
I wouldn't even want to see him at 50 do it, because you know, even though they had beef, it'll be interesting, but I wouldn't really want to see that one.
Mace might be good.
Nah.
But then again,
somebody like
yeah.
that, you know, Mace. Who from the West Coast was popping when Ja Rule was out? Who from down south was popping when Ja Rule was out? I know
you could give him Ludacris, man. You could do Ludacris and Ja Rule.
Or you could do the Crews. You could do Murder, Inc. versus motherfucking Hot Boys.
Murder, Inc. versus Cash Money?
Hot Boys is no
yeah,
limit.
Yeah. Cash Money? Oh. Somewhere close to
yeah, Hot Boy.
The same era. The same era as them almost. Who's the closest?
Oh, man. Ah, man, Hot Boys and G-Unit?
I think Hot Boys and the 504 Boys.
It's
Murder
a different
Inc.
time.
Murder, Inc., which is Ashanti. They had a singing dude. What's his name? Lloyd. And they
yeah.
had fucking Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Them niggas against.
They had Cadillac Kyle.
Yeah. So them versus motherfucking Cash Money would be a good one, right? Cash Money is a massive.
I don't know,
because
Cash Money don't got no female singers, you know, on the R&B side. They were pretty much just, they trap music. They were like, you know, to me, they was like more like a No Limit, like, No Limit and Cash Money should have a versus.
Bad Boy,
you know?
What about Bad Boy, Bad Boy Murder, Inc.?
Nah, Puff got way more hits. And Irv done took his whole style, if you really think about it.
Irv got shut down early, though, man. The Fed shut him down. Remember that.
Yeah, but that don't take away from the hits that he produced. You know, he got hits. Like, Lloyd got hits. Ashanti got hits. Ja Rule got hits. Cash Money Click got hits. Mike Geronimo got hits. You know, like, I don't know, Irv Gotti got a deep catalog. I mean, but you thinking Murder, Inc. too, but
I don't know, but it's going to be hard to top that Lox versus Dipset one, man.
Cause I know one record.
Yeah.
I know one record that Irv Gotti could play that's gonna shut everybody down, and it's gonna be the song with DMX, Ja Rule, and Jay-Z, which was the original Murder, Inc. That was supposed to be the original Murder, Inc. crew was supposed to be those three.
They could probably do another producer one. Another producer one would be dope.
Yeah, that got it. Yeah, that at this point, that would make more sense.
Another producer one, like, let me see. Bring Primo back out the box. He already went at RZA, or RZA and Primo already did it.
That was dope.
Who else could do it? Who else could do it?
Nah, you got to bring Havoc to the plate. You got to bring, like, a Pete Rock to the plate.
Yeah.
You know?
Havoc.
No, but that's
got
mostly East Coast. That's only East Coast. You know, that's, we got to think, you know, the whole U.S., you know, everybody can get involved.
I mean, you got people like Battle Cat from the West Coast. He got some hits on his under his belt, you know. Battle Cat
DJ
produced
Quick.
for
yeah. DJ Quick, DJ Quick too.
Oh yeah,
DJ Quick versus fucking
Diamond D.
Ooh,
I don't know. Quick, but Quick shit, mate. I know Quick shit probably sold more because you know he got that West Coast backing, but
that would
be a nice one.
I don't know, because you could always do Irv Gotti and DJ Quick, you know, as far as production. You could do Irv Gotti and DJ Quick, because, you know, Irv Gotti brought the L.A. sound to New York for that Murder, Inc. run. Like, for a lot of that run, you know, they style was kind of like
yeah.
East Coast, West Coast, you know? Irv Gotti as a producer definitely got hits.
Yeah. I was thinking this would be a good one here. I was thinking CNN versus the Dog Pound, Corrupt and Daz.
That's all right, but.
Enough. Not big enough, man. Yeah. Like,
I think CNN really only had the two albums. You know, DPG is always dropping an album. It might not, you know, be big, but they stay working. Dad stayed working.
I would love to see a Death Row versus fucking Bad Boy.
I mean, you know what else would be a good one? Would be the Eastsiders. The Eastsiders, you know, Snoop and you know,
all the beef, East Coast, West Coast beef, Death Row, Bad Boy versus Bomb.
I don't know. You know what would be a dope underground? I think a dope underground versus would be like Planet Asia and Tragedy, you know? That would be a dope East, West Coast versus.
No, you know what? I think it's going to be biased. Everybody from West Coast going to go on the third side. Everybody going to be biased. That's going to be split down the middle.
I don't know. You know, because at Planet Asia, Planet Asia is like the tragedy of the West Coast in a way to me, you know?
Well, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, he is.
But you know what else would be a dope one? But they ain't got enough. They probably ain't got enough hits. But you know, Mitchie Slick, Kron Don, and who's their third member? Oh man, Feel the Agony. They crew.
Oh.
They group. What was they group? Like I could see those three going at like.
I can see Cypress Hill. I can see Cypress Hill, Bone Thugs.
I can see Cypress Hill, KRS-One. Big West Coast with Big East Coast.
Yeah, but KRS-One's more underground. You know, he's more.
Yeah,
hungry.
Yeah.
I got a good one right here. I got it. Hey, y'all, I got a good one here. How about MOP and Onyx?
It'd be an East Coast affair. It'd be dope.
That's Queens, Brooklyn right there.
It'd be another Queens, Brooklyn affair, you know.
Yeah, but when you say Onyx, are you saying Onyx as them as a three-man group or just him and Sticky Fingers, Fredo and Sticky Fingers?
Onyx, man. It got to be Onyx, man. Onyx.
Got to be all three.
Because if you're saying Onyx, you know, you gotta mention Sunny Caesar in there, you know?
Got to be. They got to bring him on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of dope stuff out there. Like, you know, I mean, like, who's a good, like, I can see Evidence and Mos Def do a versus. You know, that would be dope.
I
want to
see Three Stacks do one. Andre, I want to see Andre do one.
Andre is an outcast. I don't think anybody got it for outcast. And I don't think anybody wants to smoke with Outkast. If you think about it,
Outkast.
Who do you think could top Outkast?
I mean, Coach, they got hits.
Give you a try.
They got big hits. You know.
That's what I mean.
You know,
they got super
say,
hits.
They're a unique group, though. You know. They're a real unique group. So I'm trying to think of who can really get them. Outkast, the Fugees.
What about Tribe?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who fucking with the Fugees? Who fucking with the Fugees? Who fucking with the Fugees?
Fugees?
Fucking with the Fugees, the Refugees?
Yeah, well, especially when Lauren get into that miseducation of Lauren Hill. Shit.
Who fucking with the Fugees in the first?
I don't know.
Hey, yeah.
That's...
Ooh la la.
I don't even know.
What about that? We could probably say Daylight. Daylight Soul.
No way.
Ooh la 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 la. Hell no.
Daylight. I can see. I could see De La and Tribe Called Quest, but I don't know about De La and Fugees. Even though De La would be the more hip-hop, but...
Fugees stomping
I don't know.
A lot of people, though. As far as groups go, I don't know, kid.
Just the score in Miz Education of Lauryn Hill alone, and not to mention Clef's album, The Carnival. That's all they need.
EPMD little squad, Hit Squad and them niggas, both of them squads together versus a lot of niggas. They got a problem. You take the EPMD and the whole, all them crew, the Hit Squad, fucking squad, Death Squad, and Squad together versus...
I don't know anybody that would top that. The only thing I could see going at EPMD, the whole crew like that, would be Juice Crew. That's the only thing I could think of that would be good to go against EPMD and Keith Murray and the Red Man and you know, the whole Death Squad, Hit Squad. Yeah, Juice Crew would be the only thing I could think of bigger than them. Think about it.
Or the Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang is a little more. Wu-Tang is deeper, though.
They ain't do a Wu-Tang versus nobody. You know, they did Ghost and they did Ray and they did all that, but nothing. They ain't do a whole Wu-Tang versus somebody. That's a hard one right there. I don't know who the fuck will get to do that one. Wu-Tang versus
I don't know anybody. I don't know if anybody wants to smoke with that.
Oh, nah, the EPMD squad. Now, that's it right there, Wu-Tang versus Death Squad or Hit Squad or the EPMD squad.
No way. No way. That's just like Method Man versus Redman.
It's enough for
no
them.
No way.
Nah, they,
that's not. That's not.
How that would work?
That's nine on one side. That's nine on one side because you got to think every member of Wu-Tang dropped the album. Every member. So, you know, that's Master Killer. That's Ghostface.
Every member
of the
BFG Squad dropped the album too.
No, I know, but it's not enough. Like, you know, you got Dos Effects. You got K-Solo. You got EPMD. That's five right there. And then you would just be adding Keith Murray and Redman to that. That's only seven.
Rick Sherman and his solo project. Paris and his solo project. Don't forget.
Yeah, but then you're talking about, the RZA and his solo project, Method Man and his solo projects, Ghostface, and like, that would be a never-ending verses.
you know, that's, they got to have a certain amount of songs, like with the Dipset and the shit, Dipset and Lox, they didn't have a certain amount of songs. They just
It was 20 songs apiece.
Nah, it couldn't have been because Jada doing freestyles. Them freestyles count?
Yeah. Yeah, that was all part of it. That was all part of it. Whatever they did, that was on the list of what was they battling against each other.
I don't know. We might have to listen, watch that whole shit again and really see who went more. Because I think Lox went more times.
Yeah, they definitely was doing more songs, and they was doing songs that wasn't, but...
Little Rhyme.
It's usually 20 songs.
You know,
it's usually 20
rhyme,
songs.
Yeah. Jada did at least two different rhymes off of other shit that had nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah, but usually on the verses, it's 20 songs each. So that would be the limit,
now,
20.
Now, when you, get it, when you break it down to that, now niggas got to pick the best 20.
Yeah.
That's when they get tricky.
Plus, not to mention song selection.
I mean, you see when Preem and RZA went at it, you know, they picked their best 20 songs to go at each other, you know?
I think they went a little extra.
Nah, they did exactly what was on their thing because they were a little more, I want to say they were more in tune of what they was doing in the first verses compared to the last verses. It's just starting to get more crazy, out of hand. You know,
that was more of a mutual respect factor there. It wasn't like it was with the Gucci Mane and Jesus.
And if you look back, the time when niggas did that shit, yo, niggas was in lockdown. That COVID shit was going crazy, my nigga.
Yeah, just like Kiss and Fabulous Verses. You know, they both did 20 songs each. That was a good verses.
Yeah,
wasn't no lock dip set.
The rules, man. Niggas got to stick to the rules, man.
2020.
Niggas break it down. Versus, like you do 20 of your hottest verses, I do 20 of my hottest verses. Oh, my God. Niggas got problems. I think I'll go ahead and put any fucking guy. Just go verse for verse.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
The songs. Niggas will kill me with the songs. Niggas got hits. Verse for verse. Niggas break it down to verse. Oh, yeah, I go on a fucking roll.
And not the bitchy. This thing go at least about 5 or 6 hours, depending on how nice the individuals are.
No, you gotta have a cutoff time because niggas go forever.
Okay.
Gotta have a cutoff time.
Yeah, it would be just be 20. It would be almost like a battle, you know. You got 20 songs, 20 verses. You know, the verse gotta be only. How much is a verse? A verse is only like a minute five, a minute six, depending.
A verse 16. That's like fucking. A minute.
Yeah, a minute five. Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
I got 1,000 numbers.
Oh, yeah, speaking of battles, I seen this today, y'all. I seen that Saigon, he going to be battling next month.
Saigon?
Oh, who he down?
He battling Votto.
Oh, that kid from, he from Harlem, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't know. That's way, I don't know about that one. Saigon, I mean, Votto's nice, right? Votto's super nice. Like, I like Votto. I like when Cam introduced Votto. But Saigon is more, I don't know, Saigon more raw, man. Saigon's
Votto, he
more raw.
He raps
more
that
like,
flashy fly stuff. Saigon, he
Yeah, you know, like Saigon could do both. You know, Saigon could do both. Votto, he, you know, he's going that braggadocious rap, the drug rap, you know, all that, you know, the, he definitely dope at it, but yeah, the Harlem, it's Harlem, but
yeah,
Saigon is different, man. Saigon is different, man. Saigon's different.
Something to do, you know, niggas is pitting their skills against each other. That's what I like. Yo. We gotta hit them with some more music. I know niggas is playing us talk.
Yes, sir, man. And hey, you know we had to hit y'all with some boot camp content here. So No Key, Rock Ness Monster, and Rusty Jukes. Cause we ain't gonna miss.
Jukes.
Rusty,
yeah, Rusty
Jukes in the building, nigga. Brooklyn, stand up. Let's go.
Turn me up some. Turn me up some. It's hammer time. I done blamed an honor for my fans of mine. Watch them hurt their feelings and one of them stands to trial. Spark mad is a man, pistols push out the channel loud. Alcatraz the great, ain't no escaping safely. I shave an ape off your face with the trade. He playing crazy. Grave him, you can't break me, you can't change me. My mama made me, you can't make me. Certain things always remain the same. Like niggas staying in LA when they get afraid of pain. So it don't matter how grown or how cool I am. If it be who's my fam, then it's who I blame. Only if you make me though, you can straight steamroll. Golf game, nigga, 18 hole. They gon' miss them like most and it's trying to make free throws. Be shot mandatory like Max, I'm just saying we won't.
Bow to your majesty to avoid a tragedy. That will be a travesty. Fill your brain capacity. Handcrafted tapestry. Winning in the pageantry. Motherfuck vanity. I'm writing that insanity. Knowledge of yourself shit. Guards building wealth with. Other guards moving through the slums on some self shit. Root economical. Y'all rappers is comical. Claiming you living large. My life astronomical. I ain't no affiliate. Homie, I am really it. Get smacked silly with the Mac double milli grip. Ebonic street job. Speak that fluently. Spit mad poison, but I do it so prudently. Name in a death note. Die when I write it in. Strong pussy 16, ain't nobody tighter than. Jokes when I'm spazzing. Freestyle going off. Put your whole family in the dirt when I'm showing off. Get smacked silly with the Mac double milli grip.
I've been liberals blamed and honored for what's all my fans of mine. Watch them, you heard the villains and one of them stands at trial.
Smack, silly with the Mac, Mac, double, 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 milli grip.
I've been blamed and honored for what's all my fans of mine. Watch them, you heard the villains and one of them stands at trial.
Silly with the Mac double milli grip.
I've been liberals blamed and honored for former fans of mine. Watch them, you heard the villains and one of them stands at trial.
Mac silly with the Mac.
Yeah. That's fire right there, kid. Number five, Screwball Radio, man. Not from the fucking Matrix. Or is born, get with it or get your face splitted.
Yeah, you do stay bringing it. Yeah, the boot camp stay bringing. Then you know what? They'll put up a good versus too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who's that?
Boot camp quick. Duck down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they had New York at one time. Definitely boot camp. Black Moon, then Smith and Wesson came, then Helter Skelter came, then the Fab Five. Actually, I think it was the Fab Five first, and then Smith and Wesson came, and then, you know, I think there was the Fab Five. They definitely got hits. They definitely got hits.
Boot Camp and Wu-Tang might be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Smith and Wesson got hits, you know. Boot Camp definitely got, Black Moon definitely got hits.
That's what I'm saying, man. Niggas got hits.
Oh,
niggas can go on
and on. Oh, I know it's everybody. We going with all Sam. That was to happen, everybody going back to the 90s. Everybody going to dust the Timbs off. We going back with the starter jackets.
Straight up.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, another dope one would be you know, like Twista and Busta Rhymes would be a dope versus. I don't know if Twista don't got as many hits as you know, Busta Rhymes, but he definitely got some songs.
He got a lot of bangers. Yeah.
Yeah. He might not have all the number one hits with the Mariah Careys and the Janet Jacksons and all of that, but he still hold it down for Chicago, you know? Definitely a big star out of Chicago.
Common too.
Yeah, Common too.
I forgot about Common.
But I'm just thinking as far as like, you know, Twista got that fast rap, Busta got that fast rap, you know.
Right.
Common the more intellectual, like, you know. Like, you could do, like, Common Sense and, like, AZ or, you know. We don't want to relive Common and Cube. We don't want to relive that, but.
I mean, just the Sixth Sense alone was set it off. The joint he did with Premier, that's one of the hardest records of all time.
Who, Common and Premier?
Nah, the Sixth Sense record that he did off the Light Water for Chocolate. That's one of the best beats Primo ever did.
Yeah, that's what I just said, Common and Primo.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of, like I seen Poet put up a post about, you know, who's the first rapper to have dances with them, you know?
I said, who started the dance, you know,
like Big Daddy Kane had Scoop and Scrap.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, said a lot of things. But Latifah was definitely one of them. Latifah, you know, she was a dance.
Yeah, but if you remember, like, in those times of the hip-hop, it was important to show every element kind of in your music. You know, you had to have the dancer, You had to have the medallion. You had to kick some knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
Like it was a prominent thing to have.
Who started it? But I think Kid and Play brought it more to life. I don't know if I said more to life. Or brought it more, gave it more life.
Yeah, Kid Capri. Kid and Play made it cool for you to be an artist and dance. You know? Like you could be out, you could be a rapper and be dancing on stage, rapping your music. Like that's what they made it cool.
And Kane made that. Kane made that. I think Kane.
Nah, because if you think about it, these two was dancing. They was a dance group, kind of. They could have been backup dancers as much dancing they was doing in their songs. You know, Big Daddy Kane, he would take his, you know, he wasn't dancing every time, but he was dancing, though. He was dancing. He definitely was like the James Brown in hip-hop at the time.
Yeah, he came out around where it was based off performance. Like, the performance was the key element to...
Yeah, look at Chub Rock. Chub Rock.
Kane.
Chub Rock, treat him right, you know? Like, that whole... You know, he had his little dancer with him all the time, Chub Rock, the guy that would dance next to him all the time.
Yeah.
But then he had Heavy D, too. Heavy D had his two people that used to dance, and Heavy D used to dance, too.
Word.
Yes, sir. The dancers got to get their appreciation, too, within the culture. It levels this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, even now, you know, I don't know if this year in the Olympics, if breakdancing made it, but I know next year they're supposed to be in it. You know, breakdancing going to the Olympics. That's crazy. Before you know it, they're going to be rapping in the – they're going to be rappers in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Before you know it.
Battling for the gold medals.
Now bring your hottest 16s. Think about that. You're getting a plaque, a gold medal for rapping.
Cats bringing them gold medals to the – like you rapping for the medals. That'd be dope to see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about it. How many rappers break records? Like, look at Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne done broke records rapping, and I think it's in Guinness Book for how fast he could rap. You know,
we gotta have our dream team though. We gotta have the right dream team to rep the U.S. though.
I mean, ain't nobody messing with the U.S. when it comes to rapping. I don't care what country you from. And I respect all hip-hop. But I don't see no country messing, not beat-wise, not, you know, not. They might come close, but I don't see them winning. If rap was to be in the Olympics. They definitely not going out like the USA basketball team, you know? That's for sure.
Did they turn it around a little bit?
Yeah, they turned it around. They brought home some gold, but, you know, we talking about rapping here. You know, it started here. It started here. I don't see anybody in any part of the country messing with United States rappers.
I mean, Canada, they might take Drake from us. Canada might take Drake.
Nah, they could have Drake, man. They could have Drake, man. We got Rakim. We got Black Poet. We got Nas. We got Core Mega. We got Ice Cube. I And if you want to do posthumous, you got Biggie, you got Pop, like, you know, and you want to go to Texas, you got Scarface, like, and then there's all the new rappers that is still. I don't think any country, if we had to do an Olympics against any country in hip hop, that any country would beat us. I doubt it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They emulate us too much. They emulate us. And a lot of producers out there sound like over here. Like think about it. How many producers over there study Primo? They study Pete Rock. They study No ID. They study The Alchemist. They study DJ Muggs. So then they tell you, oh, you know, this into this, boom. Like, but we the originators of the sound, you know? I don't think so. We'll be like Michael Phelps. We'll be like Michael Phelps, undefeated, you know?
You know how the Dream Team was running rough shot? We talking the 92 Dream Team.
Yeah,
if you want to talk. You want to talk old school? You want to talk 92 artists at that time? Forget about it. If I had to pick our dream team, you know, even with people gone and people and you could still pick them, you know, I'd have Rakim, Guru, Poet, Prodigy, and Nas. That'd be my five. Who making more bangers than them? Who could beat them, that five? Who could beat that five?
We coming, cuz. We coming hard.
And those five that I picked, check it out. Those five that I picked, I'm not going to talk about the clothes that they wearing. This is straight lyrical combat. Rakim, Guru, Poet, Prodigy, Nas. My Nas might throw in a couple, you know, clothing lines, but I don't see nobody messing with that five.
Oh, we ain't even
right there.
You ain't even give him Jay. We ain't even bring up Jay. We ain't even bring up Marshall.
But Jay's a braggadocious rapper. I'm talking about a rapper's rapper. I'm not talking about braggadocious rapper. Like, Jay's lyrical. Jay is nice. But Jay's no Rakim. Jay's no Guru. Jay's definitely not no Poet. You know, Poet coming to tear your head off, you know? And Prodigy coming to tear your head off, too. And Nas is going to tear your head off, too, you know? Like, that five right there, I don't think nobody can mess with that five. You take that five all around the world, and they're going to grab all the medals all around the world.
I'll be coming.
You know what I call that? I'm going to call that the Ferocious Five.
We are definitely fucking coming.
Like I said, that five, that starting five, ain't nobody messing with them. Ain't nobody messing. Because you got to think, like, all the stories that I've heard of from Poet used to go around.
Let's not. Let's not go there right now. Oh, my God. You have to go around and do a lot of things.
My bad, I got cut
Joe,
off.
We got to play some music.
Hold on, I got cut off real quick, but, you know, all those artists that I named used to go around battling people. They would go places to battle. Like when they brought Prodigy to Queensbridge, they would bring Prodigy to every building in Queensbridge, to whoever was rapping. Like, these guys came to battle, you know? The Gurus, they came to battle. You know, the Rakims, they came to battle, but, you know? Like I said, I don't see nobody messing with that five.
Ferocious Five, man. We'll have to get them shirts. We have to get them, we have to get them jerseys going, too.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's play some more music, man, before we sign off, man. We did a lot of talking, man.
Yeah. Hey, as Willie D would say, no more talk. So we gonna end it here with Big Twins. He just dropped a joint called Still Here. And we gonna see y'all next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, and
Willie Phil.
It was 2025 and I'm still alive. I watched so many people die. Be thinking I'm next, I'm not gonna fucking lie. So pies, you should have seen how them shits fly. The feds walking around, asking who am I. They didn't know I had hard times. If I get locked up, they probably let me slide. Born and raised on the east side. You can catch them chilling out where they do crime. I couldn't waste time doing jail time. I kept doing me and digging straight lines. I'm almost at the finish line. I had to drop niggas off that try to push me back. See some money, they don't know how to act. Doing shit like that to get your girl whacked. So crack, ran around with a gold Mac. Shit, I love my hood, I always go back. Hard as steel, I can never crack. My name rings bells all across the map. Niggas shot at my car, but I'm still here. They say my songs is weak, but I'm still here. This world going crazy, but we still here. Stop hating on Wu, cause he's still here. Niggas shot at my car, but I'm still here. They say my songs is weak, but I'm still here. This world going crazy, but we still here. Stop hating on Wu, cause he's still here. Y'all know what up, man. Big Twin, DJ Wu.
But it's still very much an active crime.